All right, rough boys from Pete Townsend, and it's 8:07 in the a.m. on the mighty KRP where the doctor always delivers. Here's the boss, Springsteen, Hungry Heart, my kind of tune.
What happened to the heat?
The building furnace went out last night.
I don't like this. Do something.
Well, we could huddle together. Or you could do what I've been doing to take the chill off.
At 8 o'clock in the morning? I don't think so. You know, of course, that liquor is not allowed at the station.
Yeah.
And I think it's against FCC regulations.
Yeah, so it's freezing to death. Really, it kind of warms you up some. You sure don't want?
Well, maybe just a little sip. Not very much, though.
No.
These are unusual circumstances.
Yes. You know, Jennifer, I've been wondering... just how we could get together for an intimate little drink.
Yuck.
Yeah, somehow I thought you'd say that.
I was referring to this.
Oh, thank you.
He's kind of tingly, though.
Tingly?
And warm, down to the toes.
You don't hardly have any shoes on.
Why, Johnny, thank you for noticing. I got these at Hoffman's department store last week.
Hoffman's? Where is that?
In Dallas.
Oh, yes, Dallas.
You know, I've seen this particular design before in Cincinnati.
Me too.
Which I am mad about.
Me too.
But I have never before seen it in this particular color.
Me neither. Why don't we toast this particular color?
Oh, all righty. Uh-huh. To pale gray.
Pale gray it is.
Don't you just love pale gray?
Yeah. Jennifer, not to change the subject, but... were you expecting Mr. Carlson's mother to come by the station today?
No, I don't think so.
Did she ever just drop by unannounced?
Never.
Good. Well, I guess I should give you your shoe back.
No, you keep it as a souvenir.
As a souvenir? I love it.
You know what?
No, what?
I feel so warm.
Oh, me too, Jennifer. Me too, you know. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to sweat.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
I usually don't drink.
Neither do I, at least not at 8 a.m.
I suppose you're here for a very important reason.
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you just make yourself comfortable and... I'll walk this way.
Arthur tells me he's at his desk every morning at 7.
What a laugh. He's here every day at 6.
He comes in at 6?
Usually 6, but today he's just a little late.
Ooh. You know, I think I might just have a touch of this brandy. I've never been so cold in my life.
Ooh. Oh, please do.
Thank you. Good Lord. Where does Fever get this stuff?
I think at a hardware store.
I really gave him a good scare, didn't I?
Johnny? Well, maybe just a little.
Nice to know I haven't lost my touch.
Oh, no, Mrs. Carlson, you could never do that.
I don't scare you, though, do I?
What a lovely coat.
Thank you. Just a little something I threw on.
Same here.
Jennifer, just how much is my son really paying you?
All things considered, not nearly enough.
Tell me, you know everything that goes on around here, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Who's hardworking?
Yes.
Who's ambitious?
Yes.
Who's fooling around with whom?
That too.
Well, who is fooling around with whom?
No one.
No one? Oh, how times have changed. You know, when my husband Hank was running this station, it was like a soap opera up here. Has my son told you very much about my late husband?
What was he like?
Let's order two more brandies.
Ooh, all righty. Johnny, Mrs. Carlson would like to see you in Mr. Carlson's office. But you must come and bring the bottle. Bring the bottle. Your husband?
Oh, yes, Hank. He was a hulk of a man. And yet, he had this youthful something about him, this Huck Finn sort of quality.
Come in.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine.
Boy, this is too good to be true. I mean, two magnificent ladies. Sitting here, sipping brandy, discussing God knows what. I tell you, it's really a high-voltage turn-on for me. Basically, I think everybody I know would probably give their eye teeth to be here. For that reason, I'll be very quiet, and I'll just sit down over here.
This is a private conversation, Fever.
Really?
Put the bottle back on the table.
Well, I guess, since you're drinking, it's, all right, if I drink.
I don't work here.
Oh, that's a good point. Good point. And, what a shame that you don't, ma'am. Many is the time I've said that. Believe me, I wish you were around more often. And I mean that sincerely, I do. Truly, ma'am. Miss. Mister. Hey, why is it so cold?
Morning, Krause.
Heat. There's no heat.
No, Effendi, no heat. Because Mr. Carlson's mother is here. She walks in, everything freezes. She is the ice queen. And she has powers beyond any mortal woman.
Are you drinking?
At this hour of the morning? Are you insane? But if I had been drinking, and the ice queen saw me, would I be fired?
Yeah, I guess you would, yeah.
Then we must prepare my defense.
I was on the Broadway stage. Does that surprise you?
A little. What year was that?
I started in the chorus, but I had talent. And before long, the parts got better. That's how I met Hank. He saw me in a play and he came backstage after the show. He congratulated me on my magnificent performance, and I congratulated him on his magnificent shoulders.
Sounds like love at first sight.
No, he had run out of the theater and bought me a bouquet of lovely little violets from some street vendor. The man was so corny and so completely Midwestern, we were married in 6 months.
And he fished.
Oh, God, did he. Hank loved having a good time. Too much so, I think. Sometimes he neglected the business. So, little by little, I got involved, and I was good at it. Well, After a while, I was running the whole thing. I just took over. That hurt, Hank. Oh, but I was too busy to notice. He felt unnecessary. And in the end, I guess that's what really...
So, I guess I better get back to my little desk. You know, people worry when I'm not there.
Better leave that here. Wouldn't look good to have it sitting in the lobby.
Oh.
You know, I think I'll just buzz the booth and tell Mr. Fever he's still got a job.
Oh, that's nice. But do you think he ought to do it right away?
Hiya, Jennifer. Listen, Johnny told me what happened.
Andy, let's see the boy. Give us a spin.
What?
Spin.
I understand that Mrs. Carlson's here, right?
Uh-huh.
Why is she here?
She said it was for a very good reason.
What?
Don't know.
Don't worry about it. I'll talk with her. I'll straighten it out.
Andy. Is that my shoe?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, you're a reprobate and a bum. Well, we'll talk more later. Come in.
Morning, Miss Carlson.
Mr. Travis, come in.
I'm sorry it's so cold in the office this morning.
Close the door.
Thank you, my love. And I want to apologize for Johnny Fever.
Oh, sit down.
Thank you. Believe it will.
And none over there. Over here. So you're a cowboy.
Happens that because of the cold, our general sales manager, Herbert R. Tarlick Jr., has lost all feeling in his lower extremities. So, let's get on the stick down there. Thank you and goodbye. Oh, hello, Venus Coffee.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, make it hot.
Whoa. Hey, Andy.
Hey, you know what? Carlson's mother's in his office.
Why?
I don't know. It's very strange. I think that she's drunk, if you can believe that. I think Jennifer's been drinking a little bit, too.
She has?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought she was just making fun of me. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
If Jennifer's drunk, I gotta take my shot.
Listen, Herb, you fool around with Jennifer today and you're a dead man.
You mean killed or merely fired?
A dead man.
Oh, well, hell.
Another thing. I just had this very strange conversation with Mrs. Carlson in which, and I'm not kidding, she put her hand on my knee. My right knee. Now, what do you make of that?
Gee, Andy, I don't know what to say.
Calling me cowboy.
Cowboy? Boy, Andy, sounds serious.
What's serious?
Mr. Carlson's mother touched Andy's person.
Where?
What we call the knee.
Why?
Because, Les, she's been drinking, and I guess Andy tried to make a move.
What? Wait a minute. She was just trying to be friendly and...
Oh, this is disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's far from it. She was...
I've lost a great deal of respect for you both.
It was not...
I'm sorry. This is white folks' business.
Wait a minute. She was just trying to be cordial. For a change.
I just cannot listen to any more of this.
You're trying to be nice, that's all. Actually, right now, it'd be a good time to hit her up for some station improvements.
You know, this is all so unfair. I can't go see Jennifer, but you can get it on with Mr. Carlson's mother.
Les. Les, you hold me back before I kill him.
Come in. Mr. Nessman, what's new?
Mrs. Carlson, do you know that I have no walls?
Excuse me.
No walls. My office doesn't have any walls.
Oh, well, sit down and tell me all about it.
Oh, thank you.
Mother Carlson, how nice to see you. What a lovely surprise.
Down, boy.
Yes, ma'am.
See, Mrs. Carlson, no walls. I put the tape where walls should be.
Really?
Yes. To me, these are walls.
Why, Les, that's positively insane. I adore it.
I don't understand.
Well, a person who thinks he has walls is infinitely more interesting than one who does. I mean, why be cooped up with walls when you can have tape? It's ingenious.
No, you don't understand.
I understand perfectly. And I want some music.
I'll do it. Let me do it. Let me do it. Let me do it. Music.
Turn that off.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not music.
No, ma'am.
Sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Must have gone crazy there for a second.
Hello, Mrs. Carlson.
Ah, Bailey. Do you like Gershwin?
Oh, very much.
As owner of this station, I would like to hear it. I am making a request.
Well, I'm sorry, but Andy doesn't allow requests, and even if he did, I doubt if Johnny Fever would play it.
Fever is a bum and a reprobate.
I know.
Where is he?
In the booth.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Same to you, Herb.
Hi. Look, I'm not drinking.
Gershwin. Gershwin, do you know of him?
Yeah.
Play him.
On the air?
Weren't you drinking this morning? Want me to forget about it? Do you know how business deals are struck in this country? Will you play Gershwin for me? Have you enjoyed working in this hemisphere?
This is WKRP, where the doctor dares to be different.
I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know that I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, my heart, he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch.
Mrs. Carlson, would you like a couple of aspirin?
No, thank you, Jennifer. That won't be necessary.
All righty.
Morning, Mr. Carlson.
Morning, Jennifer.
Mama!
Where have you been?
I stopped by to pick you up. You weren't there.
Well, obviously.
You were here.
Yes, I was here, making a complete fool out of myself.
You?
I haven't acted this way in years.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Mama. You see, up here, everybody makes a fool out of himself, but it's okay. You know, I've driven to every florist in this town. Can't find violets. Does it have to be violets?
Well, this year, we just won't take any.
You don't like doing this, do you?
I don't like cemeteries, no. But it's important to me. You don't forget a man like your father.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand you're usually in by six.
Six what?